would, just for a minute, we'll read our scriptures. If you'd like to follow along, read Revelations 8, 1, and then be Revelations 10, 1 through 7. Follow along in the scriptures. Good to see all of you out this morning for the services. Remember, pray one for another. Revelations 8, 1. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Then Revelations 10, 1 through 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things that which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to gather here. We know we're small in number, but yet you promised to be in our midst. Lord, as we speak upon this great event here that's in the scriptures, we pray that your presence would be with each one. Bless each one, Lord, that is not here this day. Just give understanding to all of us. Be with those, Lord, that are sick. Especially touch our sister yonder, Sister Moat, Lord. Deliver her from this thing because we believe your word. We believe she believes it. Just guide each one. Have your will and way in our hearts and lives today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We spent now quite a long time coming up to a place that we wanted to speak on these things here, because this has been our main point heading for quite a few years now, ever since 1979, I guess. But the Lord willing, maybe if we can get a couple of messages in on these, then we can get off on some things that will, to some of you, I know it's been hard, and I appreciate you coming and fellowshipping with us and everything, when maybe you couldn't even understand some of the things we're saying, but someday you will, and I believe you understand some of them now more than I don't say this boastingly, well, I do. I'll just brag about it. I believe you understand more about a lot of the things than most of the churches that, where that their pastor has been preaching to them for some of them for 10 years or 5 years or been in the message all their life. You know, I believe at least you understand some of the things, and don't worry about it, because maybe the Lord willing we'll see it today why it's had to come like it has. And we know that there's a planning of the word. We've tried to preach that for quite a while, that you gotta, you know, you don't go out and just say, well, you know, in the fall of the year, say, well, I'm going out and gather my crop. You know, I'm going to gather my garden. They say, well, you didn't plant nothing this spring. Say, well, that's all right. I'm just going to gather it anyway. It's going to be gathered because the Lord will just give the increase. Well, now, the Lord can't give the increase unless you get the seed planted. That's common sense to us, ain't it? That unless you got the seed planted in your garden, you're not going to go out there in the fall of the year. Now, you might have something in your garden, but it'll be weeds. It won't be beans and potatoes and corn and stuff like that unless that's what you plant. Well, now, when we get around to it, I hope we can see it, that some of the messages maybe after today, I hope I can finish up today on this, because this is the point I wanted to get to when I first started. But just bear with me for another message or two, and maybe we can get to some place that you'll see that. You'll see we'll speak on the latter rain and things like that. You'll begin to see things and speak on things that's more personal to each one of us. And just wait till we get down to that now. If people have ridiculed us and made fun of us and everything else all across the land for speaking what we've spoken so far, Just wait a while until you get down to more personal about things, and then you'll think it will be bad what they'll say about you, you know. But I can't help that. I just have to speak what I can see. But I'm wanting to preach on faith, because we need faith. We need to know more about faith and things like that. But I ain't talking about just go backwards, you know, and go back down somewhere and pick up faith and start talking about it like we've done, run our course too far, and then we'll just go back and, you know, and pick up faith somewhere along the line and, you know, just speak a little simple message of faith. I'm talking about faith, revelation faith. See, that's what I'm wanting to preach on, is that, because my thoughts is already into that, thinking on it. And that's what I'm wanting to preach on, is revelation faith. Not just, as I said, not just go back and pick up some little message and say, well, we need faith, so we'll speak on faith. I'm talking about the faith that the seals reveal. See, that's what I'm wanting to go back and wanting to go there and speak on that, and speak on the things of the message that would give more enlightenment to the younger people. And see, you can do it in such a form that I used to wonder how Brother Branham could do it. He'd be talking in one paragraph, and before he'd finish that, even a sentence sometimes, he'd be speaking in a sentence or a paragraph, and before he'd finish that, he'd go from the baptism of the Holy Ghost all the way to the rapture. But see, he knew what he was talking about in the Bible. I can see that now. I can see how the man could do that. And like my brother was here that day, and I was speaking on a lamb, you know. Well, I could drop back far enough that he could understand it and use the same words. He could understand it in the same terms here that you could understand it, what I was talking about, because you knew I wasn't talking about just a lamb provided like that we needed a Jesus Christ to come, because Christ had already come, you know, to help us. See, then you can take the message. You can do it that way. I can see that in the message, and that's what I'm wanting to get to, because it'd give more understanding to you. But we've got to get this out of the way, because like I said, from 1979, this is the day that I pointed at for us to see more about it today than we ever did. But when we started on the seals in 1979, this was the point I wanted to get to, but I didn't get to finish my point, so I started back over again for us to get to understanding. But now, let's just look at what Brother Branham has said. Now, I have to preach what I believe, and if I cross people, you know, about their beliefs and things, then I'm sorry, I don't mean to, but I just have to preach what I believe, because that's the only way I can preach. I can't preach what somebody else believes. See, if I try to preach what somebody else believes, I'm just an actor. You know, we're well familiar with the word actor, aren't we? Somebody will play a part of so-and-so. Well, they're not the person. They're just acting the part. Well, see, we don't want to be actors. We want to be characters, maybe that way, but not actors. We want to be the real thing that's playing the part ourselves and playing our own part. And that's the only way I can see the Holy Spirit working in anybody. See, people will say, well, Brother Branham says this, and Brother Branham said that. That's why I approached the other day, just speaking on water baptism to you, why I approached it like that. I don't believe in just taking something and saying, well, Brother Branham said this, so I'm going to preach it this way, you know. I believe in waiting until the Holy Spirit reveals what the prophet has said to us, and then I've got it in the Scriptures then. See, I can see it in the Scriptures then when the Holy Spirit reveals it to me. Now, I've had to make a lot of statements that the prophet made that I don't understand. And there's still a lot of Scriptures I don't understand, you know. Because that's just the human side. There's some things that I don't understand. I never have been able to understand why that. I've got my own ideas, but why that when the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul on the road to Damascus, it said, Saul, Saul, you know, and he says, who art thou? And he said, I'm the Lord whom thou persecutest. Why? It said, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now, I never have understood that, why the Lord spoke to him like that. I believe I have my own idea. I believe that was contrary to Paul's nature as a good human being to put those Christians to death and make them to blaspheme. I believe that's what the Lord's talking about. But that's what I'm saying. I won't preach on that Scripture until I can see that and see it with the rest of the Scriptures. And see, I won't do that in the prophet's message. I won't just take a topic and say, well, we're going to take a topic this morning on the seven thunders, and that's what we'll be speaking of. You know, until I can see that by revelation and see it in the Scriptures. Because Brother Branham said if a person thinks they have those thunders, that's on 284 or 285 right in there of the seal book, he said if a man thinks he has those thunders, that it's got to compare with every Scripture in the Bible, and then it would have to come, thus saith the Lord. See, because that's what it would have to be. But now how would it have to be? What did we speak back under on? People want to know about thus saith the Lord, you know, and it's like I was telling some of the brothers, you know, you could say, well, what people's really wanting, they're not wanting the thus saith the Lord of the Scriptures. Have you ever noticed Brother Branham? A lot of times he'd say, that's thus saith the Lord, that's the Scriptures. And then a lot of times he'd just say, thus saith the Lord about something. When it was to you personally, like healing, you know, or something, he'd say, that's thus saith the Lord. But now watch him in the Scriptures. When he's bringing a scriptural lineup of things and points down the line, you know, and putting it in the Scripture, he'll say, that's thus saith the Lord. That's the Scriptures. Well, the Scriptures are thus saith the Lord. And he's showing you that those Scriptures are lined up. But see, what people want you to do, they want you to say, thus saith the Lord, something about your life. See? Well, now that takes a prophetic gift to do that. But Brother Branham said the bride wouldn't move unless she had thus saith the Lord. Well, now, I believe we have thus saith the Lord. I believe we have the Scriptures in the correct order. If we have the prophet's message, we've got the Scriptures in order. All right, we've got thus saith the Lord. We've got the Scriptures. But see, when you say something about thus saith the Lord, everybody wants you to say, you know, call her name, telephone number. That's a prophet. But if the bride of Christ is to be the Word of God, then she will have to have thus saith the Lord, the Scriptures. Then naturally she will have some thus saith the Lord's will be in the bride then, you know, to speak about something through the gifts and the different things that works through her. I've seen a many a thing, haven't you, that I maybe wouldn't say thus saith the Lord right then about it, but I knew it was going to come to pass. Well, see, the difference in me and the prophet was, a prophet would see that and he'd say, thus saith the Lord, that'll be that way. I don't have that prophetic gift to stand there and call it like that. But I've seen things happen that I knew was going to happen. I've told you things here that was going to happen that come right down to it and happened that way. Well, if we'd have just known what we were doing, see, you could have said, thus saith the Lord. Because God would give it to you that way. Now, you've had that in your life, haven't you? But see, Brother Branham's message brings us, thus saith the Lord, the Scriptures. It brings a lineup of the Scriptures. And I like what we read, Revelation 8:1, is silence in heaven for the space of a half hour. And Brother Branham said, that's that seventh seal. Well, then we know we'd have to have a prophet to get that. Now, we know that if none of the theologians or anybody, they could, you know, probe around and kind of presume about the other six seals. But they ain't even a thing there to probe on. They ain't even nothing there for anybody to go on. It just says silence in heaven for space half hour. Well, now, in the minister's meeting, we were talking about it last time, and I didn't bring it all the way out to where I could see it. I just brought out a few points talking about redemption under the seals. If you ask me to preach you the mystery of redemption, just say, Brother Dale, take one seal and preach the mystery of redemption. You know what seal I'd pick? You know what scripture I'd read if I was going to preach today on the mystery of redemption? I'd read Revelation 8:1. That's what I would read. I'd read the thing that everybody says ain't nothing. Everybody says there ain't nothing under that seal there. Well, there ain't nothing written there. But the whole mystery of redemption we found is connected to that seventh seal, is that whole mystery of redemption. Now, what did we find? We'll have to background some, because it's been a couple of weeks since we spoke on it. What did we find those seven thunders were? Now, that was the last message back prior to we spoke on water baptism, and all had the baptism last Sunday. And what was our topic back before then? Seven thunders. It was the seventh seal. Just write it that way, and then put seven thunders in parentheses underneath. That's the way I do to keep up with what I'm speaking on for the time. What did we find those seven thunders were? Now, we didn't go to our own opinion or some Baptist theologian or some substituent or some kind of a, you know, that's a translation out of the Greek and things like this, that and the other. We didn't go to all of them things. We went to the prophet of God's message, to where that we could understand from the message the prophet taught. And what did he say those thunders were? Now, on 327 of the Church Age book, he said those thunders were the revelations contained in the seventh and the seven seals. That's what he said those thunders were. All right, now, we don't need to interpret that. Now, I'll read it to you when you get to it today. He said, don't try to interpret it. Don't try to do that. He just leave it alone, and the Lord will bring it to you. Now, to me, I believe he said that for a purpose. Because I want to approach, and I've got it in my notes maybe to reread, I want to approach today something from a standpoint about the thunders, like how they sounded. It'll be the seventh seal, but it'll be how the thunders sounded. But we'll have to approach it from a base. The only way I can now is from what the prophet saw. I believe that's where people's missing it at, is not looking at it what he saw and what we have to see. See, something can open to you. Well, let's just take it like the whole group here. Sister Burge, I believe, was the first one that came in contact with Brother Brown's message, of the group I'm talking about right here, right now. She got a book from somebody and read about maybe the 20th century prophet or prophet visit South Africa or something like that. She got a book one time and read that. All right? I don't know who is the oldest one about water baptism, you know, that was baptized. I know all the young ones here. I know when Ed's baptized, go to baptize. But it lay between Sister Burge or Brother Smar's one, as to be the oldest would be Sister Burge, the first one. All right, now she saw water baptism before any of us saw it and was baptized. Now, that doesn't mean I saw it when she saw it. That's what I'm driving at. That doesn't mean I was baptized when she is baptized. To me, that the approach people take of the message was that when Brother Branham saw something, they saw it. Now, isn't that right? I mean, don't you think that that's basically what most people think? That when Brother Branham saw something, if it was 63 of these seals, when it was preached, the seven seals in March of 63, they think that when he saw it then and it was open to him, that it was open right then to them. Well, now, what they would have done, I was still in the Baptist church then. I hadn't even heard the name. I didn't even know the name. Didn't even know God had sent a prophet. Well, see, that's the approach I want us to take today of it, is to look at something realistically, for one time maybe, that we can see that something can open back there to a prophet, but it still be sealed up to us. All right, then if we can look that away, then we can see there's a time, as the Bible says, in Ecclesiastes, that there's a time to all things. They don't say for all things. You know, everybody's always quoted that, there's a time for the cry and a time for the... There ain't a time for the cry. You know, we ain't got appointed time to cry or appointed time to laugh. You laugh when something happens funny. You cry when something happens wrong. But the Bible says there's a time to all things. Well, then we can see that there was a time, now that's the main thought this morning, if you don't get nothing else, that there was a time that those seals broke to that prophet and he saw what it was. Alright, then there's a time to all things that those seals will break to us when we see it. Alright? Now, our approach to the thunders were of what we were talking about, that the prophet said that the thunders were the revelations contained in the seven seals. All right, 243 of Questions and Answers, Book 4. We read that one. To where that they asked Brother Branham about the thunders and things. Had the thunders sounded? Were they contained the seal? And they, when he got down to it, he said, answering their questions, let me start off with the word no. He said, the thunders, he said, that's what the seals was about. Right? Then we saw that, now watch, we saw the thunder to be the voice of God. You remember we went back to 142 and all through there of the seal book? 155. I know those two right by memory. That Brother Branham said the thunder was the voice of God when the seal broke. Well, see, then we think, well, boy, I've heard his voice, so I've heard the thunder. Now, we proved then by the last message that you could hear the voice of God and it not be a thunder. You remember the message? We proved that you could hear the voice of God, a sinner out there, when they was walking the shores of Galilee with the Lord Jesus Christ, they heard the voice of God, but they didn't hear it as a thunder. A sinner out there today can hear the voice of the Lord as it says, turn around and come to me, you know, and be saved. That's the voice of the Lord now. That, you can call that a thunder like that, a voice of the Lord. But that's not the seven thunders that is the voice of the Lord. See, I don't see seven thunders as seven different voices. Remember that? That was in the last message. I see it like the seven spirits of God that the prophet explained was the one Holy Spirit through seven church age messengers, and that's the seven spirits of God. All right, then I see the seven thunders like one voice, which is the voice of the Lord, but bringing you seven revelations that were previously hidden in the Scriptures. I don't see seven thunders like seven men. See, there's a lot of people think that. They think, I've even heard a long time ago, they named seven men. You know, that would, one would be a thunder and this would be a, well then I'd just go join up with the seven thunder virtue people because that's what they believe. See, I don't believe that about it. I don't believe the seven thunders are the seven virtues. Because the quotation they're using, when they use the quotation to prove the thunder virtue message, that was in the Church Age series, and the thunders hadn't even sounded to the prophet, and he didn't know what they were at that time. See, they use a quotation from back there before he even knew what the thunders were. And see, the message of the statue of perfect man had done been preached before the seals broke. Then the thunders are not the virtues like that. I don't believe it that way. But you know what those virtue, thunder virtue people say? They say, we know what the thunders are. You say, well, what about seals? Oh, we don't know what the seals are. But we know what the thunders are. Well, now that's contrary to Brother Branham because he said the thunders were the revelation contained in the seals. All right, people of the message, the other side of it, will take it and say, we know what the seals are. You know, White Horse Rider, Antichrist, and Sixth Seal Tribulation, and Fourth Seal Armageddon. They say, we know what the seals are, but we don't know what the thunders are. Well, I think the same way about them as I do the other side. Because Brother Branham is the one that said it, not me or any other minister of anybody. He said the thunders were the revelation contained in the seven seals. But now, it's like I told you on that message. You can say, well, as long as I'm reading this seal book, I'm getting the thunders. Well, that's got a true point to it, but it's not all of it either. Because I'll show you in a minute, Brother Branham said, right around the coming of the Lord, the thunders would sound to me and you. See, then you can hear the voice of the Lord. Daniel even heard the thunders. We read that to you. That Daniel even heard them. But I don't believe he knew what they were to you. I don't believe he knew what the seals were because the prophet, in this lifetime, was the only one that knew that mystery. See, it was sealed up. But yet you could still, now, Brother I started to call his name, but the last minister's meeting, there was a certain brother there, he was trying to bring out quotations, and I've asked him for years for the quotation, he ain't produced it yet. Brother Woodby put him on the spot. I'd ask him again for it in the services our Saturday night, at the minister's meeting up there when he was having it. I said, produce that statement, you can't do it. And Brother Woodby said, I challenge you to produce it, because you can't, it'll break the Bible. But this brother kept saying, you're not even to, don't even try to study them thunders, because if you do, you might stumble over it in some way, find it, and, you know, and then you'd preach it and the devil would get it. In his quotation, he said, Brother Branham said, don't try to probe at it, because you might find it. You know, how are you going to stumble over something that's not even written? I can see stumbling over the stumbling stone, but I can't see stumbling over something that's not even written. I've heard of people that were so clumsy they'd stumble over flyers in a rug. You ever heard that? But now you can't stumble over something that ain't even written. You can probe all you want to, you can't stumble over it. And you can't tell the devil what it is. You say, well, what you just said, that the thunders of Revelation contained in seven seals, Brother Branham said that, the man that they would try to quote is to say, you know, you don't do this. No, he's the one that said that. He's the one I'll read after today. He's the one that made all these statements, and I'm not trying to make anything other than just what he said. Because it don't need interpreting, it just needs to be said the way he said it. But if we can get that line up now, then if we can get the line up on it, it'll come out to its right place. But I want to ask you today now, have the thunders sounded yet? See, we spoke on the thunders and what they were. They were the revelation contained in the seven seals. And then, now we want to say, have the thunders sounded yet? Now, I believe they already sounded to the prophet. And as I said, we'll look at it that way. First, to see that it's already sounded to the prophet. Then we'll look to see if it sounded to us. That's the only way I can go about it. But let's just look at it now to that, to see if it sounded to him, and when it sounded to him, and what it was to him. Then we can look and see if they sounded to us, when they sound to us, and what they are. See, that's the only approach that I can take to it, because that's the only way I can see it. I told a man that here a while back, he was talking about something. I said, I can't see it that way, and I kept going. I said, maybe you're saying what I'm saying, but I can't see what you're saying. I said, I have to go this way. See, I don't have enough education maybe to understand words, so I just have to go the way that I go in it, and then if that's what you're talking about, then somewhere down the line me and you'll come together. If it ain't, then we'll part somewhere about it too. You know. Because I have to just, when I see something, I have to see it the way I see it and go that away. And I believe that's scriptural. Because a prophet made it that way a lot of times. You know, he'd say, no, I just can't see it that way. No, I just can't see it that way. He said, this is the way I see it. And then he'd just have to go that away. Well, see, somewhere the Lord will correct it if I'm wrong. But now, what we've got to take is what the Word says. As I brought out to the minister's meeting, one little point that I think is very vital. You know that there's a lot of people that go about saying, you don't have to understand the message, just believe it. Now, ain't that true? Ain't that a big statement that people make? Now, I want you to think scripturally about that one statement. They make that statement continually. They'll say, I just believe Brother Branham's message. And they'll say, you don't have to understand it, you just got to believe it. Well, the prophet said a true eagle will understand. Now, that's enough right there. But now, watch the scripture. See, when you see something from the scripture, then you can put it in the scripture. Watch it. Watch the statement. People will say, I don't have to understand, I just believe it. You know what the Bible says about that? How can you call on him that you have not heard? You remember that over there? What is the scripture where it's talking about the preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent and all like that? It talks about how can a man call on the Lord when he's not even heard about the Lord? How can you say, then, that I don't have to understand something, I just believe it? You can't believe something unless you've heard it. And they'll say, I believe Brother Branham's message. I don't know about them seals. I don't care about that and all. I just believe Brother Branham's message. Well, read the rapture book. Brother Branham's message begun in the seals. That's when the message begun. The other was a work of restoration back to what the disciples had preached in the Bible. Now, is that true? That the other part is a work of restoration. Brother Branham's message began with the seals. He said on the rapture book that he knew that message was coming. Read Standing in the Gap. If you want any more of them, I can get you a whole lot where he talks about how that, not in his sounding, but when he began to sound his message. See, then people say, I don't know about them seals, I just believe the message. The message is the seals. That's where Brother Brown's message begun. The other was a written thing in the scriptures. The other was a restoration back to where the disciples were. See, Brother Brown's message was to bring those seals. That's his message. He knew the message was coming. He kept pointing at it. Reed spoke the words of the original seed when he got over there, and he said, Lord, what will I do? I got him up this far, and what can I do? He done preached the entire Bible, done preached the faith of the Father, done preached all the restoration of the Bible and knew it. And he said the word had totally been sown. And what did he say? When the Holy Spirit said, pick up your pen and write, he began to write across there, and it says, as of yet, Malachi 4 is not fulfilled. I believe that's 123 of the two books together. Spoken words, original seed. I know it's in the book. But he said, as of yet, Malachi 4 is not fulfilled. Then what would be Malachi 4? Brother Brown knew then he hadn't brought his message, did he? He knew he'd just done a work of restoration. He knew his message was waiting for him to bring it. And that was the seven seals. That was his message. Then people will say, I don't understand the seals. I just believe the message. You can't believe it until you hear it. How would you know whether or not you believe the seals if you had never heard them? I don't know where I believe Einstein's theory of relativity. I ain't never heard it. I've heard about it, but I ain't never read it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. Well, how can you call on whom you have not heard then? See, that puts that statement to flight then, don't it? That won't fit the scriptures. See, I'm talking about revelation. That's what I said the thunders were, not just what you hear. The thunders are not just what you pick up the book here and read. That's not the thunders. The thunder is the voice of God, which is the revelation of God that speaks to you personally. That's the thunder. The thunder is not just reading what Brother Brown said. It's when God speaks to you what's in that letter there. The Bible is, we say this is the Word of God, don't we? We say the prophet said this Bible was the Word of God. But we know the prophet said the pages of that Bible won't save nobody. The words on that pages won't save nobody. But the revelation of what those words are will. The revelation of what the Bible contains will save you. Just read, you can read the Bible. There's theologians can quote this Bible backwards. There's theologians in the Message that can quote Brother Brown's message backwards. But if it won't fit by revelation, it's not the voice of God. You remember the message? That's what I kept dwelling on. The voice of God is not just something you hear.
Many people can hear that. Sinners can hear that. But the voice of God is when God speaks to you in your heart and you don't even hear an audible voice. It's the revelation in your heart. That to me is the thunder. That's why it's a secret. It can't be told nobody. It's between you and God. When God revealed to you, Sister Burge, about water baptism, did He reveal it to me at the same time? Now that ain't even so, is it? But when He revealed it to me, do you know it was the same revelation He revealed to you? Maybe not the same words we read to get it, but it was the same revelation. Then it was the same voice that spoke to each one of us. See, that's the way I see the Bible. That's what I see the message to be. Now, we got up to this point, and we read it and spoke some on this, on 557 of the seal book, how that the thunders were the mystery contained in that seventh seal. He spoke of a fold of it, you remember? And he said this was the thunders was that mystery that was contained in that seventh seal. He didn't say it was contained in the first seal or second or whatever. He said it was contained in the seventh seal. Because the thunders are the final voice. The thunders are the last thing. That's why I read that scripture there. Read Revelations 8:1 to show you that there was something there that nobody didn't know nothing about. Then read Revelations 10:1-7 to see that there was seven thunders there, which those thunders was what was under Revelations 8:1. But then it goes on down to say, see, it don't just leave us there, it goes on down to say that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins the sound, the mystery of God will be finished. Then we see a prophet in the last days receiving the message and bringing it to us. All right, then it's scriptural then. See, our approach is scriptural. To see what it is. But let's just see what was revealed to the prophet. And then maybe we can see how it's revealed to us also. But now until I change, and I'll tell you when I change, I'm dealing with just what the prophet saw. I'll be dealing with just what he saw there. Now let's just watch it. He said on 327 of the Church Age book, I didn't give it to you, that the seven thunders were the revelation contained in the seven seals. That was written after the seals were broke. The Church Age book come out in 65. I can show you in the Church Age book, he knew the seals, he knew the rapture had happened on the fourth seal. So it was written, it come out, and anybody knows it, it came out in 65. After the seals had already been preached in 63. Then he said on page 243 that I quoted to you a while ago that the seals, that's what the thunders was about. That's what those seals was about, was those thunders sounded. All right, now let's just go to the seventh seal now and see what he said about it and approach it from what he said about it as it was revealed to him, and then maybe we can see something about ourselves. Look at 557. This will be 557, 558, and 559. It will be just, I won't read the whole thing because it just takes long to read it. And I'll just scan down through it. And if you got your seal book, you follow along. About the next to the last paragraph from the bottom, he starts talking about what I just said. Let's go over there first. Here's a revelation to begin. I want to tell you what it is. He wants to tell you what the first fold of the seventh seal is. What happens is that those seven thunders that he heard and was forbidden to write, that's what the mystery is laying behind those seven consecutive thunders rolling out. Right, now, that's plain enough language. It doesn't have to be interpreted. That's plain enough that he tells you what it is, the first fold of it. All right, 558. Seven thunders uttered straight in a row like they were spelling out something. John started to write, said, don't write it. Jesus never spoke of it. It's the thing that that Jesus said even the angels in heaven didn't know nothing about. He didn't know it himself. He said only God would know it. But he told us when we begin to see these signs coming up, he said, now you're getting somewhere. The thunders are the revelations contained under that seal. Now watch him as he comes on over. He says on page 559 that it is that third pull. Then he starts talking about there's another something that goes with it, you know, goes into the next steps and things. Now notice, 559, now notice, remember the vision of the constellation? Charlie, here you are, something going on. I told you this week that it's been all around you, but I wonder if you noticed it. One blast of thunder, he said, and seven angels appeared. There's one blast of thunder out in Tucson, and there's seven angels appeared unto the prophet. He said it was that third pull, said you'll tell it to nobody. Or if it can't be told to nobody, then it's the mystery secret. But when God tells it to you, then you've got the mystery just like he got it. Now, I believe, and this is what I'm going to tell you, my belief is, I believe those seven thunders was what the prophet said they were. The revelations contained in the seven seals. And that was what those angels of the Lord, not in Tucson, the prophet was not told anything about the seals in Tucson. He was taken up and told to come back to Jeffersonville, and it'd be revealed to him. And when he got there on the first seal, he said, the breach and all, he said, I don't know what the first seal is. Then if he knowed what it was, he's a liar, and we'd be following a false prophet, and I don't believe that. But there was one blast of thunder in Tucson, he come back to Jeffersonville, and then seven angels appeared, one daily. If you wanted, it's on page 20, standing in the gap. That the first angel on the first night opened the seal, and he said every one of them come out the same way. That's page 20, standing in the gap. There's more than that, but that's just one that I wrote it down after I got here today. But I believe those seven thunders are the voice of God that the angel of the Lord brought, one angel each day. And it's not seven angels like seven angels that way. The prophet said it was the Holy Spirit in the room with him. See, the Holy Spirit was there. Look at the seal book and watch. One time he says a pillar of fire in the room. Next time he says an angel of the Lord in the room. Next time he says the Holy Ghost in the room. I say if you'd have been standing there looking through a peephole, you'd have seen nothing but Brother Branham. I don't believe you'd have seen no angels nor nothing. But the Holy Spirit was there. That was the angel of the Lord. That's even your own angel. You remember that? But I believe he knew something was going on. Maybe he didn't know to the fullest extent until the seventh night, you know, on the seventh seal what it was, but he knew something was going on that week. He says that on 559, said there's something going on. It's been going on all week. I just read that to you. 560. Notice, have you noticed the mysterious part of this week? That's what it is. That's what it's been. It's been not a human being, a man. It's been the angels of the Lord. I believe when that prophet came back and putting all together that I can see of the whole message and the Bible, that I don't believe in seven spirits and I don't believe in seven thunders like everybody wants to make it. I believe the thunder is the voice of God when he speaks to you by revelation. And I believe the angels of the Lord met Brother Branham there that week, one each night, giving him a mystery of that seal, and that was the Holy Spirit in the room with him. Wouldn't have to be a physical angel standing there. It could be. That wouldn't be no argument with me or you either one. That wouldn't have anything to do with it. But the point is, the angel of the Lord would open that seal to Brother Branham. Now, if it was that, then it had to be the Lamb of God standing in the room, which would be the Holy Spirit, because only the Holy Spirit can loose the seals, the Lamb. Now, that's the prophet's message, ain't it? Only the Lamb can break the seal. Then an angel couldn't break the seal. The angel's not the Lamb unless that angel was the Holy Spirit. See, then if you saw him in the room, you wouldn't see nothing but him with a Bible and a pencil. And the Holy Spirit would be dealing with him and telling him. It could take a physical form and stand there and talk to him if it wanted to. That wouldn't have anything to do with it. But if the Holy Spirit was there, it broke those seals to the prophet. See, we understand heavenly angels and earthly angels and this and that and the other. Now we miss the whole point trying to figure all that out. The point is that the Lamb of God broke the seal. Just like I was preaching here the other week on the sixth seal when Brother Branham said those two prophets open that seal when they want to. Now that's sure an odd statement, ain't it? How could a prophet open the seal? The prophet would have to be the Lamb to open the seal. Then it was the Lamb and two prophets. Isn't that right? It'd be the Lamb and two prophets would open the seal. So the Lamb with these seven angels would open the seal to the prophet. And that would be the thunder, would be the voice of God as that angel brought the revelation. You say, well, now you don't know about that part of it. All right, let's just see if simple vision when they're revealed in such simplicity till it just covers over the top of your head. Now, put these down and read the pages. Write them down and read the pages when you go home. And I said it'll go through the seal book that he knew all week something was going on. Now, I might have them out of rotation. I'll just read what I got written down. Page 284, 310, 222, 223, 359, 459, 460, page 70, I give you that on 72, 73's on there. I give you on page 18, page 59, 123, 231, 235, 577, 361, 578, 531, 559, 560, 561, 565. Just read them pages and watch him talking about that he knew something was going on. Then we'll just cover a few of them. Look at 560. He comes down on 560 after he talked about the mysterious part of the week, and he says that Brother Fred Soffman and him were there, something was going on. He put them under oath that they couldn't say anything until after the meeting was over. Where's Brother Norman? Put them under oath they wouldn't mention what was taking place. Is that right? Did I turn around and walk away from that tent like that? Is that right? Because this is what it was. Exactly what it was. I know, and knowing I couldn't say it until it happened to see if the people would understand it. He couldn't tell it until it happened. 561. On that page, when he gets down, he's talking about Sabina Canyon. The Heavenly Father knows this. The angels come down, vindicated every message to be the same. Then you know whether it comes from God or not. It was foretold you by a vision. I couldn't tell you until the service was over because I was forbidden to. What was he forbidden to tell before the service was over? 231, he said, I want to test the church one time to just see if they could catch something. 561. He talks about the one with the seventh seal, the Sabina Canyon. All right, 565. We just read that part of it. Now do you see it? The truth of God's vision? The seven angels bringing me from the west. They were coming from the west, coming back east, bringing here for this message tonight. Look what he's talking about. Notice the voice of that great thunder, and the mission that was brought here has been revealed and proven that it was of God. Just think now. I knew not these seals, and they've been revealed this week. Did anybody think of that? Of those seven angels being this, being the message that was coming forth, them angels bringing me back here for that? Did you think of it like that? You know what a lot of people say, though? Oh, the seventh seal ain't broke yet. You know where they read that out of? They read out of seal book. There's only one time on the original. Now, some of you younger ones wouldn't know it if you hadn't read the seal book. When Brother Branham preached the sealed on the seventh seal, he preached it, and he preached what's called the original. We'll say it that way. Then he went back and cut off part of the original and would not release it. Then when he wouldn't release it, he made up comments and put that on the seal and released it. I've got one of them at the house. It was released that way. But then the year, 65, it's on 557 or somewhere right at the top of the page, 559. On April the 10th, 1966, a decision was made by the Board of Branham Tabernacle to release the remaining portion of this message. The portion that was released originally is found on page 574. See, on the original, Brother Branham never said that the seal wasn't broke. He said it was broke. But there's one statement on there, 564 of the seal book. He talks about that's why it couldn't be broke, talking about down through time. What I'm driving at, people are saying the seal ain't broke. Brother Branham said it was broke. It was broke, but it can't be broke to the public. It can never be broke to the public until the tribulation period. The public will know nothing about it even then, but it'll be over with then. And the tribulation is where God comes. Your seventh seal finishes up there, but now watch. It already opened to the prophet. That doesn't mean it opened to me and you. It opened to the prophet there. The angels of the Lord come daily bringing him the message. That was those seven thunders that was contained under that seventh seal. One of these days I want to preach on one seal. They ain't seven, now watch the way I say it, don't misunderstand me. They ain't seven spirits of God. There's one Spirit of God. Seven ways he works through seven church age messengers. Is that right? Now we know the prophet said it that way. There ain't seven thunders like seven different thunders. There's one thunder, which is the voice of God sounding seven revelations, are a seven part revelation. One revelation, see. There's only one God to the Bible, there's not seven gods. Now watch this statement then. If that be true, then there's only one seal that we're dealing with. Now, go home and pray about this statement. Six seals in the Bible had done been broken and broke in symbols. Is that true now? That's simple language enough. Six seals had done been broken by the Lamb and put in symbol form. The prophet just told us what the symbols were. Do you know what most people think? Now, I'm just honest. I put what I think people think. They think that those seals were sealed up and then they was given to Brother Branham over here and that's when they was broke. No, they was broke 2,000 years ago in glory. Now, that's what the prophet said. I couldn't argue with him. I'd be stupid to do that, wouldn't you? The Lamb broke the seals to John there on the Isle of Patmos. And six seals were wrote in symbolic form. You didn't have to break that seal again. You see my point? Whether you agree with me or not, just go home and think about it. You didn't have to break that seal again. It was already broken by the Lamb. The Lamb had already broke the seal. Put it in symbolic form. It wasn't Brother Branham, a lamb over here taking the seal and breaking it. That would be, you would be a, what do you call it? Brother Branham said you'd make me an antichrist if you tried to make me that way. You'd be a deity. Those seals were already broken in the Bible. The Bible says they were. But what had it sealed? What had the Bible sealed in that? Six seals was already put in symbol form.
The Lamb had already broke all seven seals. Did I read it to you or not? And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. Then the seal already broke. Brother Branham says, right in the start of the seal book on the seventh seal, he said, we're seeing what happened in glory 2,000 years ago. The people are approaching it the wrong way. That's why I want to preach on this. The Holy Spirit that you receive at faith goes all the way up through here, and it's the same Holy Spirit that caps y'all. The seal that starts with seal number one, the seventh seal ends that seal number one. Lord willing, we'll see that better tonight if you can look at it. But just get this and hold it till tonight. There's only one seal. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Isn't that the words of the prophet used in the seal book? Did he teach it was a Holy Spirit seal and then there was a bound book seal over here, you know, tied up and thrown off somewhere that had bindings on it? No, he said it was what the Holy Spirit had sealed up in the Word. All right, then that puts it in simplicity, don't it? That you can understand what he's talking about. It is the Holy Spirit seal. Watch now. There's not seven spirits. There's only one Spirit. There's not seven thunders. There's only one thunder, which is the voice of God. Now, it takes those seven spirits, look, it takes seven spirits through seven messengers to make the one Holy Spirit, don't it? If you just had from here down in the church ages, now, look at it. If you just had that down, you wouldn't have all the Holy Spirit, would you? You'd have the Holy Spirit working through five messengers. But when you got the Holy Spirit working through seven messengers, you've got one Holy Spirit. You ain't got seven thunders. Voices of God. You got one thunder, which is the voice of God as he sounds to you the revelation of the seven seals. And those seven thunders, didn't the prophet say they were under the seventh seal? He didn't say the thunders were under the first seal. He said they're under the seventh seal. Then you're only dealing with one seal. And boy, if the devil didn't try to slap one on us and tried to hold us back, if we think he fought last Sunday on the water baptism, making Terrence work all day to where that he couldn't get baptized, we just had to keep waiting until he come. If we thought the devil's fighting there, what is he now? I mean, what's he trying to keep the people from seeing? Do you realize there's a portion left out of this seal book that tells you what I just said is true? There's a portion left out of this seal book that tells you just exactly what I said is true. And look how the devil would try to leave it out. Now, honest hearted people up there didn't do it. But the devil done it. On page 558, there's a portion left out. You'd probably never thought what it meant. It means life to you. When the seven angels come forth to sound their trumpets, now I checked the tape to see I've got a tape that has got these comments. It's got this portion that was left off by the others. I've got the tape. And they sent out these little things, and I'll read it off of it. I've got the tape myself, and I've heard it and know that this portion is missing from some of the originals. But see, from one I've got, this portion is in there. Because a brother, somebody sent it to me, and they call it a Wilbur Collins's tape or somebody that found it, you know. There was one thunder. When Israel was gathered, there was a trumpet. When time shall be no more, the last trumpet. One thunder, but here is seven thunders, straight thunders, right in the row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It says here, end of side, first side. But when they turned it over, just like Brother Collett, he turned that over. If he lets that tape run to that leader on the end of it, don't turn it over for him, he misses the comments. He misses some of what I'm saying. We run all the tapes. See, the word that we've got a tape running now all the way through that it never misses a word what I say. Because some people say, well, what did you say while it's turning it over? What do you mean by that? Well, they just stopped that. We just run a tape all the way through. But see, they wasn't running all of it. They had some of them running that way, but the one they used to make the seal book, they left out. About three or four left nearly a whole paragraph out. Look what the prophet said. Here is seven straight thunders right in a row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then he says the end of first side. But here's what it says. That perfect number, seven thunders in a row uttered not, making it just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight. They're not just making it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight. Then heavens couldn't write that. Heavens can't know about it. Nothing else, because there is nothing to go on. It's relaxing time. It was so great till it was kept secret from the angels. Now why? See, then they pick it back up here. What the prophet said right there is a key. You know what it's tied up in? He says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Talking about the thunders now. Heavens couldn't write it. Heavens couldn't know nothing, because there's nothing to go on. It's relaxing time. You know what the word relax means? Now I'm getting out of where we're at. We're talking previously about the prophet and how the thunders were the voice of God that told him what the seals were when the angel come daily to him in the room and brought him the revelation of the seal. You understand me? That was what I was preaching back there. That was what happened when the seals were being preached. He said, that's the mysterious part of this week. Those seven angels was bringing those seven thunders, which was the revelation contained in the seals, to that prophet. That didn't mean I had it. But the prophet said that those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 thunders would be revealed to the bride of Christ right around the coming of the Lord. 575. Right around the coming of the Lord. You notice the opening of the seventh seal. It's also in a threefold mystery. This one I have, will speak, and have spoke. See, this is on the comments. He knew what he just said. That it is the mystery of the seven thunders. The seven thunders in heaven will unfold this mystery. Now, when's it going to be? It'll be right at the coming of Christ. Didn't say it'd be 63. That's when it's revealed to him. When's it going to be revealed to us? Right at the coming of Christ. Because Christ said no one knew when he would return. Did you notice when the Jews asked him that, you know, when we compared the scripture here of Matthew 24 with the six seals, this seventh seal was left out. Because, you see, Christ said only God himself knew, not even the angels. No wonder it wasn't even written. You see the hush, nothing taking place then. Angels don't know it. Nobody knows when he's coming. But there'll be seven voices of these thunders will reveal the great revelation at that time. What? At the time of his coming. Now, is that what he said it was? He's talking about his coming. At the time of his coming. That's not an interpretation of what he said. That's just simply stating in language so we can see he's talking about the coming. And he says, right at the coming of the Lord, there'd be seven voices of those seven thunders be revealed to me and you. Because the Lord was there to him. You ever notice him say? He'd say, I'm not looking for the coming of the Lord. You ever notice the prophet talking like that? He said, I'm not like Paul Revere riding saying the British are coming. He said, I'm saying he's already here. He wasn't looking for the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord doesn't come to him. But it didn't come to me. Now, what does that mean? When it says it's a relaxing time. If it's going to be right around the coming of the Lord to us, that seven thunders will utter their voices to us. He's already gone. It's to be to us. Then the word relax would have something to do with it. You know what relax is? Means to do something over. Means for it to be done again. Relax. Loose. Re is again. Now, this is what I got out of the dictionary, so best way I could go with it. Re means again. You know, you're going to redo the piano. It means it's done been done one time. You're going to redo it. See, re. It means again. Lax comes from Latin, L-A-X-U-S, which means to loose. You know, I'm on this go out here in the yard and relax. I'm just going to unloose myself. I'm going to relax. I'm just going to loose everything around me and just fall down the chair and relax. See, it's something that had to be done again. Now, John heard the seven thunders. But once again in the end time, a prophet of God heard the seven thunders. See, it loosed again, not the seven seals. The Lamb didn't come to Brother Branham and break the seal. That was already done back yonder in the Bible times. That done in AD 95, 96. But he come to the prophet and loosed again that mystery. Now then, in the coming of the Lord, right around the coming of the Lord, seven thunders would utter their voices to the bride. And God would loose again. Relax. It's over now. When you relax, it's all over. That God would come in the end time and loose again. Or loose it to you. See the prophet? You ever notice Brother Brown doing like this? I'll find, let's see. Look away to Jesus. He said, you'll see me not moving up no more. He said, but dropping back. He said, now nothing sinful. But he said, the message can't go no further. Brother Branham never went no further than the seal book. The future home, that's what I'm wanting to tell you, is what I'm wanting to get over there and preach what he preached after the seals was broke. That's what I was talking about a while ago when I want to preach on faith from the seals. I want to preach on the future home, the token, those messages he preached after the seals were broke. That's where I want to preach at now. Because I see what he saw. The message he said can't go no further. You can't go no further than what he said in this seal book. Because that's the word, that's the end of it. It was loosed again, but when that's loosed to you, that's it. It's done. That's to me and you. We saw that it was loosed to the prophet, and it was the angels of the Lord bringing him the message there, which was the Holy Spirit loosing the word to him. Then in the end time, just right at that coming of the Lord, the prophet said there'd be seven thunders of those seven voices. Not a seven thunder virtue message, but God revealing the secrets to me and you that he would once again loose it. He would relax it. It would bring it down to a place that me and you could understand. That we could see it. He says, you're not getting it. Watch him. Watch this prove now what I just said to be true. Page 442, we read it there. He said, you're not getting it. Watch these little statements that he knew the people wasn't getting what he's talking about. But right around the coming of the Lord, we're to get what he was talking about. I doubt very much. Talking about it's been going on all the time here in the meeting. I doubt very much whether you've seen it or not. What's took place. It's been something that's laid right here before you, and I watched each night for you to rise, somebody to rise and say, I see it. 458. Watch him when he gets over here to questions and answers. He done preached the sixth seal now. And he gets to questions and answers before he gets to the seventh seal. Watch him what he says. And but if you think this ain't a load that was put on a man's shoulder, he said, watch what he says about it. That's hard for you thing for you to say. That's what he said about his own self. Watch. And then also knowing that right among you things are happening. See, I know you don't see it. This is about the fourth paragraph down. I'm positive you don't see it, 458. Now he says, I'm positive you don't see it. You say, Brother Branham, that's a hard thing for you to say that. In other words, he was telling, how many people would have been there when he was telling them? 1,000 people? Standing around the tabernacle? He says, ain't a one of you here got it. Ain't a one of you understood what I'm saying. And every night, boy, he'd preach them things, they'd holler, "Hey, man, boy, we believe it, Brother Branham." He said, "There ain't a one of you got it." He said, "Now, you say that's a hard thing for you to say that." "I know it is. I'm reading him now, but look, let me just say this now. I suppose this is just tapes for ourselves and so forth. Let me say this, that you don't get it, see, and you're not supposed to get it. So don't try to interpret anything. Don't try to put your interpretation to it. You'll only get further away. Take my advice if you believe me now. If God has given me favor in your sight, and you know that them revelation things, I've been here with you a long time, and it's always been right. And now to double prove it right, it hooks right in with the Word, so you know it's thus saith the Lord. That's right, it's proved to you. Now take my advice as your brother. Don't put your own interpretation to anything. You just go on and live a good Christian life, because you'll only wind yourself away from the real thing when you do it." Now, he knew there that it was sealed up, but he said it would be loose right around the coming of the Lord, didn't he? You'll only wind yourself away from the thing, and all of you are conscious and know that there's something mysterious happening, and it's happening, and I know what it is now. But he said they didn't. I'm not saying that. It's just the grace of God that lets me know what it is. It's something that's tremendous, and it's gone right now. And there's not a way in the world for you to see it, but so help me God, with the Bible in my hand, I know what it is. It's been told to you before, so don't try to put any interpretation, but just believe me as your brother. Down at the bottom of the page, he said, go on with the same simple message. Then when he gets to the next page, 460, he said, this is that third pull. You should have caught that the other day. Now, what am I saying to me and you? Those seals opened to the prophet of God. But they didn't open to us in 63. But right around the coming of the Lord, the prophet knew what those thunders were. Right around the coming of the Lord, he said he'd be re-loosed. Laxing. Let's loose it again. For me and you. And the seventh seal, now this is personal. I said it'll get more personal later on if you think this is personal. The seventh seal is the end of all things. We'll see that tonight. And you'll see that I've preached every seal to an end. You that have followed me since 79, I preached it the first time. I didn't take a seal to an end. I started back over somewhere along 81 or 82. And each seal was preached, and when it did, it come to an end. You remember? The Antichrist come to an end and made a false prophet. You remember when I brought all that out? I said, now this is important. I'm trying to tell you something. I said, when this white horse rider comes to an end, he becomes the red horse rider, which is the end of the white horse. You remember me saying that? That's what's been going on. It's been the angels of the Lord trying to tell us that. You say, Brother Dale, that's really putting a lot on yourself, because you just said that you had preached the thunders and we didn't catch it. That's just what I've done. Go back and think. Go back and think. Each seal came to an end. That would be the seven thunders. The angels of the Lord to the prophet each day brought the seal, and he preached it that way. The Holy Spirit, that is my angel, has been bringing that now for some time. Go back and think. each seal was brought to an end. I told you that. I kept telling you that. I kept trying to tell you. I said, listen to me. Don't miss this now. I'm trying to tell you. Amy remembers me saying that many times. That's why I want to go on from there. That's why I'll probably preach one more message or so on the thunders or the seals or something like that. And then you'll see me just start preaching messages. It'll all tie to the seals and you'll see it. Because my message is that it did. That don't mean I'll quit. That just starts there. That don't mean the seventh seal starts nothing, but it's not that away. It's that it brings it to an end. You can't go no higher, Brother Branham said. Not going no higher. Look on it. Look away to Jesus. About 5, 6, or 7, or 8, somewhere right along in there, of look away to Jesus and check and see what he said. He said the message can't go no higher. He said dropping back, waiting on that over there to catch up. Well, church, right around the coming of the Lord, the seals were promised to be loosed by those seven voices of those seven angels to me and you. I haven't met, don't get me wrong, let's don't go into stupidity. I haven't met no angel out in the back of the woods. Great man stood among us one time and told us how angels come in his house and told him the California was going under March 14th. It didn't happen. So we don't want that garbage can stuff. If he hears this tape, he understands me, I think. That's garbage can. He missed it, and that's garbage can. But listen. The Holy Spirit speaking to me and you, when he brings the revelation to an end, there's your thunder. Whether it be one God, marriage and divorce, or whatever it be, it's already passed and we've missed. How many of you have missed it? Ain't but a handful here, but how many's missed that? Now to you on tape. See, Brother Woodby's whole church listened to these tapes. And I appreciate them. Because they've listened to me. When I've even had to say things that I didn't think Brother Woodby was right about. The killing those deer and the things like that. Of how the things I didn't believe it was right. I've even had to say things to him and they've heard me tell it. That I had to say things to him years ago about how he was going to go down there and kill him some does and take them home with him. I told him that's not right. That church has listened to me when I've even been contrary to him on things like that. And they want the tapes. Now to you there, listen. The thunders of the revelation contained in the seven seals and right around the coming of the Lord, he promised that he'd loose it again. He promised us. That's your relaxing time. Because Ruth, what was she? Ruth was deciding, laboring, and then she finally come to relaxing. The next, what was it? Her reward. But she come to a relaxing time. She decided, made up her mind, went and worked, and then the Lord done something. It fits the scriptures. Brother Ryan said, if a man thinks he has those thunders, it'll have to compare with every scripture in the Bible. What I just preached this morning, you come and show me it don't compare with every scripture in the Bible. Bring me one scripture in the Bible that don't compare with it. The Lord's brought it this far. It's nothing in me. Don't you even think about something like that. It wouldn't be no good. That's garbage can. It's been the Lord. It has not been me. Because I wouldn't have brought it that way. There was a lot of other things I wanted to do. There was a lot of things I wanted to stand here and do. And the Lord said, don't do it. Something said, don't do it. And I didn't do it. Now, I'll put it that way. You can consider whether it's the Lord or not. But when he finished, then you see how it's happened. that people's walked away and call it fanaticism. They call it everything in the book. But I still stayed with the same message all the way. And here I stand today, believing that the Lord's already told us what the thunders were. And the same people that call it fanaticism heard some of those messages. Same people that don't believe it heard those messages. But they didn't know it was the thunder, which was the voice of God. They didn't know that, or they wouldn't turn it away. You say, Brother Dale, if you had all of that power, if you done all that and the Lord done that, boy, you could just raise the sick, you could command us that. You're going foolish. I can't do nothing unless I get you to believe it. I put it back in your lap. You tell me, say, if you had all that, if you know what those thunders were, why, you could just go out here in empty hospitals. Brother Brown said it would never be done. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you what he said. I don't remember what was his statement or somebody else's, so I'll just quote it from my own, okay? Man said, hey, you're a divine healer. Go down here in the hospital and heal all them people. I believe it was Brother Rabbit said. And the man said, when he got through, Brother Rabbit said, you believe in the Lord saving? Yeah. Say, will you count yourself a divine savior? No. He said, will you go down there in the hospital, go down yonder in the beer joints or somewhere, and said, save all them people. That man said, if I get them believed, I could. Brother Rabbit said, that's right. He could have emptied the hospital if he got anybody in there to believe him. See, it don't do to play with me on them kind of terms. Because the Lord don't give you the word unless he gives you an answer back to the person that's sitting in the congregation with the thoughts in their mind. I'll challenge any sickness in the world if the person that's sick will believe me. If you'll believe the Lord sent me to preach to you, then I can stand here this morning and say, by the authority of God's word, it's thus saith the Lord, it's the scriptures. But if you won't believe me, that won't do you a bit of good. Same thing with me. If I don't believe you, it wouldn't do no good for me to call you to pray for me. It wouldn't help nothing for me to call Brother Smarz or to pray for me if I didn't believe him. I'd just be wasting my time with you. See, it's just put back in our lap. And you can't answer it then because the Holy Spirit's there. But I believe the angel of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit you have. That's your own personal angel. I believe he'll reveal to you what those thunders are. I believe he already has to some. I don't believe they understood. Now watch this little point, and we're close. I don't believe they understood that was what it was. I don't believe Brother Branham understood that's what it was until the last night. Why did he say it had been so great a thing to him? He said, I never thought right to that. He said, there's a mystery there. He said, I'd never be right the rest of his life, he said. I don't believe he knew that that was what that seal was that was going on that week until it was over with. I don't believe, now watch it, I'm telling you what I believe. I don't believe he knew that seventh seal contained those seven thunders until the night of the seal it broke to him. But he told all week that the thunders were going on. He told all week that the angel of the Lord was there. He told all week something was going on. And I just say to you this morning, do you believe? Do you believe the Lord's with us? Then you can have what you ask for. Listen, church. Here's what I want to preach on. It'll be quite a while probably before I get to it, but I want you to think about something. In adoption, Brother Branham said that the Holy Spirit would take you out somewhere and adopt you. You that know the message know that's right, ain't it? He said, take you out and adopt you. You know what he said he'd do to you there? You know, everybody always thought about adoption and headstone, different things. That's good. But you know what they always thought about? Boy, he'll do this and he'll do that. He'll adopt me and he'll put me out for the public and he'll have a public adoption. You know what Brother Branham said he'd do to you? He said he'd take you out on the backside of the desert and visit you with an angel and tell you something. Now that's your headstone now. That's when your final adoption. He ain't putting you down in the city of Lula and give you a great big robe and tell you all. See, we get our mind in childish ideas. That was the natural thing that was done back there in the Old Testament. To signify your son was adopted, you put him out in the public where they could all see him. And you said, this today has become my adopted son. He was a son when he was born. I said, I'm adopting him and I give him my signet, my ring. And whatever he says or does is full authority. Terrence just got a new job at work. Let me use that as an example. They give him authority to sign papers, to buy whatever that plant needs. You know why they done that? Do you think they'd give it to you, son, when you first went to work? No, he went to work on the line handling stuff, walking in the outside of a freezer and things. Then they give him a job buying products. Small amount. He's able to sign for a small amount of things. They wanted to see if they could trust. Then they come to a place, they say, you just buy for everybody. We can trust you. See, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He takes you out there, the Old Testament title, he takes you out there and put him in public and give him his signet. Today, he don't take you out there in public and give you all his money. Brother Brown said he'd take you to the backside of the desert, and that's not out in Tucson or over in Africa. Brother Brown said that's your own experience. He said, unless you meet Moses like Moses, you know, meet God and let's like Moses out on the backside of the desert, Brother Brown said, that's your own experience. You might be in a wood pile or on your bed or somewhere else, but you know what he said he'd do to you? He said, take you out. Visit you with an angel. Tell you something. That's what I contend's happened to me. That he's took me out. He's visited me with an angel, my own Holy Spirit. I ain't met no beings. The Holy Spirit that was in me. And he's given me something to tell you. And now I'm at it. I've told you all of this time without telling you what I was doing. Now I tell you that he has told me to do that, bring it up to here, and now put it in your life. You that hear the tapes, that's what he's told me to do. He just visited me with an angel. Now, I didn't meet no beings. I didn't meet no great shining lights. The Holy Spirit that talks in simple simplicity to a person has told me what to do and brought me this far. Now it's left up to you whether to believe it or not. And if you'll believe it, then I can guarantee you whatever you want. You say, that's an odd statement. If you'll believe it, it's in your lap, then it's not mine. I believe the Lord told me to bring it. And then when it does, you'll see tonight, it just comes to an end then, and there ain't nothing else can be said. When you come to the end of a conversation, there ain't nothing else can be said. But then the Lord comes and takes over and says it from then on. How many of you know that my ministry's changed? The style of ministry I've preached to, you, Brother Collie, my wife, Sister Burge and them, Ruth, y'all been with me enough long, Joyce, so you know, my boys has been here too, that you know I didn't used to preach the way I preach now. I used to teacher style. I used to bring it down and read and prove and take time and all. Last time around, I'd give you the page numbers and prove my point, but I'd just quote it and go on because there's a different ministry there. When the Lord takes over, it's different, Joyce. Now you go home and think about it. You've heard a lot of people make statements what I just made. but has the Lord put the word together? You've heard a lot of men that you've heard, and I can name them if you want me to, that stood in pulpits and told how the Lord done this through them, the Lord done that through them. But where's their message at? You tell me. You name him, and I'll tell you where he changed his message. Let's do that. Ain't that true? Don't you know that most of them people that's made them statements has done changed their message two or three times? I've been around and kept up a pretty good little mental thing in my mind, and you name one of them, I just about tell you where he changed. Well, now you tell me where I ever changed. You pull the tape and show me where I was preaching something other than something that I told you myself. There was a time or two down through there that I had to change something myself. And when I did, I changed it and told you where it's changed at. But you showed me where I changed my message. I still believe today the same Lord Jesus that I started preaching right here in 1971, and the first message I preached was going beyond man's count. Let's go out to him, going beyond man's count. When Jesus was crucified, where was he crucified? Outside the gate. Let's go out to him. Now you know that's right. He went up on the mountain. He wrote 10 commandments. God gave him 10 commandments. He come down and wrote 5 books. Rules and regulations, didn't he? And that wasn't rules and regulations. That was the word of the Lord. But where would you get that in the Old Testament? You wouldn't wear garments of two different colors, because it had a type. See, something that, you know, it was meant to be that way. It would be one color and thing. You wouldn't work on, it wouldn't make a hoot to us today if I had an ox on one side and a mule on the other one, or a donkey, would you? It wouldn't make a bit, but they didn't do that in the Old Testament, because that was what Moses said not to do. Where do you think Moses got that Eve committed adultery in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden? He had to get it out of them 10 commandments.